The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network. Welcome to the Lotus Place.
Hello.
Yes, we are on air, Sister Delta, if you want to take over. Sister Delta.
Okay. We welcome you. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we welcome here all our great listeners in tonight. We happy y'all are listening in and tuning in with us tonight. We have a great, great show for you tonight, and we would love for you to listen and call in and comment on our radio show. And we're just looking forward to hearing some of y'all opinions on our great topic tonight. So we just glad you're with us tonight, and let's dive right into the hot topic. And we can discuss some of our hot topics, and then we'll go on to our main show tonight. Okay, now, I saw the news today where, and I think, I'm not quite sure where state it was in, where a young white boy that was killed, he was 17 years old, and just been making the news for the last 2 days, because okay, it was in Detroit. That's where it was at, Detroit, Michigan. Well, this young man was driving home, wasn't doing anything, wasn't drunk or anything, no drugs, anything in his body. All he did was flash his lights. The police pulled him over for flashing his lights. He told the police, stopped the young man. The young man took his phone out and began to film. The police told the young man to get out of the car. The young man told him, no, I'm not going to get out. What am I being arrested for? Then the police, the young man wouldn't back down. He kept saying, what am I being arrested for? So the police asked him for his ID. He said, I don't have to give you my ID. He said, what am I being arrested for? Police still couldn't tell him, so the police told the young man that he was going to tase him. So the young man got out the car with his knee down on the ground with his knees. Next thing you know, the police is tasing the young man. And he tased the young man. Next thing you know, you have 7 gunshots. This young man was killed for no reason at all. So this happened in February. Now they just decided today, that's why it's making the news, it was decided yesterday that this young man, the police officer, is not going to be held liable for killing him. And this is white on white police officer. So we got to wake up. It's, you know, I know it's black on black crime, but the police is really just not caring about the peoples anymore. It used to be they cared about the people, but now they pull guns and ask questions later and kill first. So we better wake up, people, and look around and see what's going on. That's what we need to wake up and see. Something is going on in the air. Something has happened. These police is unchanged. Something is going on, and we need to get to the bottom of it. even though we marching is good, but we got to start setting up some laws and policies, and some changes need to be made. Then we have another story by a police officer where a young man was walking through the mall, and he looked suspicious. I don't know why they said a young man looked suspicious. Next thing you know, the police got him down doing a chokehold on him. And he was just happened to be walking through the mall. So we need to wake up, people, and ask, what is going on? Why we can't walk anywhere? Why the police have a right to just stop us and frisk us and do whatever they want to us, and for us not to say anything? We better wake up. And this is my last hot topic. We had a lady in Mobile, Alabama, said that her baby was stillborn, and the lady took the baby and buried it in her backyard because she's saying she didn't have no money for no funeral. So what is y'all take on these three subjects? I mean, you gonna just take the baby and put it in a little, wrap it up in a little blanket, and take the baby and bury it in the backyard? To me, that's kind of cruel. May not be cruel to y'all, but I think it's kind of cruel. So we need to let's voice our opinion on that and see what they say about that. Scotty, do you have any opinion on these great three topics?
I don't like police, not as individuals, not, you know, like, you know, the person, but the profession. I don't like police. I don't think they ever been good. They come out of the slave patrols, and then their main job was to do the slave patrols, but when they even became police, they were part of the slave patrols, and they would hunt down runaway enslaved Africans and enforcing the fugitive slave law. And then after the Civil War, Jim Crow and the racism, and they was enforcing that law, and the Klan always being had members of law enforcement in the Klan, and the same go. It's true today. So, you know, white people actually get killed more than anyone by police. Black people, we make a lot of noise about it, and we hold marches and demonstrations. But white people, actually white males, nobody gets killed more than them by police. But for some whatever reason, you know, maybe it's brainwashing or whatever, they don't seem to care that these police is killing all of them. You know, there's this family in South Carolina of another teenage white boy who was shot and by police. They tried to set him up in a drug sting at a Hardee's or something in the parking lot, and he tried to get away from them, and the cops shot into the car after the car passed him, shot into the car, killed a young man. Then they said that while his dead body was on the ground, they were taking pictures doing high fives with the dead body. This white boy, the white cops is doing this too. So, and then his family was like, well, how come nobody care when, you know, a white person gets killed? Our family member has been killed. I can't remember the young man's name. It happened in South Carolina not that long ago, earlier this year.
But I remember that story.
And they talking about, well, ain't nobody marching for him. Well, you know what? Your attorney is out there making stupid comments, really, you know, attacking Black Lives Matter. Ain't nobody stopping y'all from starting a march or anything like that. You need to be asking that self of your own community. How come don't no white people come out when white people get killed by cops? And I'm not talking about all white people, because we see white people participating in some of our demonstrations and whatnot. But for the most part, the majority of white people, you would think that there'd be millions of them out there in the street at the rate that the cops is gunning them down. But they ain't, man. So maybe they like that sort of abuse or something. I don't know.
Oh, you sure did have a mouthful. You sure did. But you know what? It is so sad that you can leave your home and think that you can come back safe. You used to worry about a robber or a burglar. Now you don't have to worry about them anymore. You have to worry about the people in the blue if you're going to be able to make it back home. Because, you know, they just killing the people, just flat out killing the people. And so we got to do some work, and we got to stick together and you know, and really work on this. So right now, let's dive into our topic tonight, and we're going to be talking about gigolo. Why do women love a gigolo? Why do they love a gigolo? Well, my take is, why would you want a gigolo? You cannot. Now, this is me as an older woman, so if we would love for some of our young ladies to call in and voice their opinion on why they date a gigolo. And to me, I wouldn't want to date no gigolo. I would date a papa, and when I say a papa, that means an older gentleman. And that's the key, an older gentleman. And an older gentleman, he believes in taking care of his woman or his wife, however you want to say it. But the young man today, the gigolo, he's not going to take care of you. He wants you to take care of him.
Well, so I guess I need to ask you a question, Miss Delta. What's your definition of a gigolo?
Okay.
Did you hear me?
The definition of one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. To me, my definition is, it's a gigolo when you go all downtown and make the women buy for you and take care of you and, you know, and be at your beck and call and doing everything, you know, just buying and giving you stuff. And when he want to see you, when he want to see you, not when you want to see him. And the only time he want to see you is when he got need for you to buy him or take care of him. So that's, to me, what a gigolo is. It's somebody that wants you to wine and dine him and give him a good time. And just take all your money. That's my definition of a gigolo. It's a wife. Now, that's my take on a gigolo. He's no good. He won't nothing but sex from you.
That just sounds like that just sound like a male who uses women. I don't know what the word for male hoe or something like that. I don't know. But my definition of a gigolo, I remember seeing this movie a long time ago called American Gigolo. And a gigolo is a male escort. They get paid.
Yeah, I remember hearing that.
Yeah, they get paid to go out on dates with usually older, rich, wealthy women that, you know, want to pay to have a young man on their arm or a young man to service them.
It's about like the same thing I'm saying. Go ahead.
Yeah, but what it sounds like, what you're describing is a man who just go out here taking advantage of women and just taking their money. They're not necessary, because you don't date a gigolo. You have to get an appointment with a gigolo. You know, you got to check his black book, see if he can make that date for you or whatnot, and see if he got any other clients, and see if he can fit you in. But what it sounds like you're talking about is somebody like some guys I know.
But you know what, Scotty?
Yeah.
But you know what? That just the way it is now. What a lot of the men. The uh-huh. young girls with now.
Really?
That just the way it is. Just what you to say. Yes, yes, yes. I know I got some nieces and nephews. And I know it's just about what you describing right now.
Really? I mean, the dating, it's been a long time since I've been out there. I got nieces and I got daughters, but they ain't told me nothing like that. I ain't heard them talk about nothing like that. Man, what's going on out there?
Yeah. Well, that's the way they're doing the young girls right now. I'm seeing some of it personal, you know, what's going on with the young girls in my family. And when you try to talk to them, they don't seem to hear you. And if you try to say something to them about their gigolo, they will turn on you. You can't say nothing about their gigolo. And a gigolo is, wants to lay up in bed and whine and dine. And when I say whine and dine them, they whining and dining them only in sexual pleasures, because they the ones spending the money on the man. The young girls today spend money on the men. This is the way it go. They are spending the money on the men. Not the other way around. Not the men are taking the women out and try to take them out to dinner and have a nice time. No, the young girls today, they don't want nothing like that. If you go to Facebook and look, and I know people always say, why you always go to Facebook? But go and see some of the pictures, the videos that the young folks put up. And these girls, like in their 20s, late 20s, early 20s, and late 30s. And when the men address them, they call them the B word. And the girls are laughing, and the man will say, you know you my boo. I mean, just like it ain't nothing. So they different from when we was coming up. So it's just different now. And the young girls don't care. They want a gigolo. They want somebody to use them and run over them and take their money. Because when you try to give them a good man, they don't want that. They want that no good gigolo. And when I say gigolo, that means he's running from woman to woman. He gigoloing all of them and tricking them out of their money. And don't think a gigolo not going to take a woman and don't have no sex with them. That just in the movie. But in the real world, you gonna pay. If that woman gonna pay you, you won't have to give it up. Now that's just the way I see it, and you know, and I may be wrong. That's just my opinion. So I may be wrong, but that's my opinion. So, and I think, you know, and I think today, as young women, we shouldn't settle for that. We should settle for somebody going to treat us nice, talk to us nice, not looking about my pocketbook and coming around on my paydays and really trying to use me on my paydays. And some of them know their paydays. No, every time they get some money, they know it. And the women wants to buy and take care of these men. And the men is just making a fool out of them. And the women are head over heels in love with a man that don't have a job. Long as he can perform good for them in bed, they are satisfied with that. Long as he can perform and do what he needs to do by mouth, they are satisfied with that. So women are loving it. They are loving gigolos. And they happy with it. So we just need the young girls in America not only in America, all around the world. Young ladies, we need to wake up. Let us wake up. And we can make a change. It's up to us. Wake up and make a change. You do not have to sell her for a man. A gigolo got three women over here. Then you go cross town, he got three over there. It's time for women to grow up and say, enough is enough. I'm not going to sell her for this gigolo, this deadbeat. And that's what we got to do.
Is it that hard to find a man for women out there that they settling for that? I mean, I've always heard that, you know, women in general outnumber men. And I've even heard women talking about, well, maybe the solution for the black woman is to, you know, get with a man and allow him to have other wives or whatnot or other partners, you know, like kind of Mormons do it. Is it really that bad out there for our black women that, you know, they are allowing themselves to be in such a dysfunctional relationship that they can't find a man, so they just settling?
Yeah.
Wow.
They settle for anything. And a lot of it come too from low self-esteem. They are selling for anything. And you don't have to settle for that. You don't have to settle for somebody just to make you feel good for 5 minutes. That's all it is. Somebody to make you feel good for 5 minutes. But then after the 5 minutes is over, everything is still due. The light bill, the water bill, everything, car note, mortgage, everything is still due.
See, Delta, I've been having... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was just saying that I had, it's not like it's something that's ongoing, but I had a conversation with my oldest daughter the other day about the exact opposite. Because there's this one guy that I hope she is done with him for once and for all. He's like in the Air Force. He's a pilot. He come from, like, you know, I ain't gonna say his family is wealthy, but, you know, they're like upper middle class or whatnot. And he got a lot going on for himself. You know, he ain't no knucklehead, be out here in the streets and stuff. But he tried to be a little controlling, you know, and he buy her, well, he wouldn't be buying her cars or nothing like that, but he would give her a car, let me put it that way, a car that's in his name. You know, not in her name and all this and that. And all they do when I hear them talking on the phone is arguing. And I tell her, I was like, if this is what your relationship with this dude is, that y'all argue all the time, I was like, it's time for you to find somebody else, because I don't want to be hearing this arguing. I know your son don't want to hear this arguing and whatnot. I was like, it's time to find somebody else. And don't just cause he got, you know, it seemed like he got his little life together and he an officer in the Air Force Reserves and he fly planes and got all mm-hmm. these little nice cars and stuff. I was like, I still don't like the way he treats you. It's like he trying to use those things to control you. And I was like, you can do better than that. You can buy your own car. I was like, you got a car, matter of fact. So why you need him to get you to, you know, be driving this BMW or whatnot? And she finally got through with him. She say she through with him. She ain't been with him in some months or something. And I was like, man, this is like getting on my nerves listening to you argue with this dude all the time. And then, you know, I've been around him and stuff like that. And I just it's just something about him. I ain't gonna sit up here and say anything bad about him, but it's just something sneaky about him. It's just something
that you just got a feeling about him.
Right.
You just have a feeling about him.
Right. So, yeah.
I can tell you, if you got that feeling about him, there's something there.
Well, she ain't dated him in about 2 months. It's been 2 months, and So she seemed to have moved on and whatnot. And I hope she don't go back and they get back together, because it's just something about him ain't right. Because I could see he don't make her happy. He make her stressed. She be stressed because he real jealous and real overbearing. And you know what I'm saying? Oh, if she talking to other guys on Facebook. I mean, these people she went to school with and known since she was a little child. Ain't nothing going on. Some of them are cousins, and he's flipping out.
and some of them you have to watch all that controlling spirit. Mm-hmm. See that controlling spirit? It'll lead to something serious. She gotta watch that.
Now, I wish I would find out one of my daughters was paying some dude's way and you know what I'm saying, allowing him to use her. Because both my daughters, all three of my daughters, my youngest daughter, she looking for a job, but she don't work. But my other two daughters, they work all their lives, have good jobs and whatnot. And I wish I would find out about they with some dude that's trying to, you know, they paying for everything and, you know, the things that you've been describing. I wish I would find out something like that, boy. They'll get an earful from me.
And you know what? And it is so sad because, I have three sons. And I used to hear my sons talk. And I said, boy, y'all will be ashamed of yourself. And they said, Mama, if they're crazy and they're gonna let you do it, we'll do it to them. I said, but you shouldn't do that. You wouldn't raise her. That, Mama, you don't understand. That's what they want. I said, you sound crazy. You really sound crazy. But our black women, we just don't have no, well, I ain't gonna say all of them, a lot of them have low self-esteem. And we gotta get up out of that. We just gotta get up out of that. Mm-hmm. We have no callers in the queue yet?
I believe we do have Icy Hot joining us. Area code, whoever that is that's dialed in, if you are one of the co-hosts or co-panelists or you want to speak, hit *6 and 1* and that'll let me know for sure that you want to speak. We are going to take the first.
What is that? Can you see the number?
I don't want to get a number out. Let's take our first break. I know who it is. They hit *6-1, so we'll pick them up on the other side of this short break.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Area code 612, your mic is open, and Delta, Sister Delta, is hosting tonight, so go ahead with your question or comment or join in the conversation. I'm going to shut up now.
You guys were right on target. I was listening in there after I got on, and I thought you were, I would totally agree with these controlling kinds of situations. Red flag.
Mm-hmm. But I said, hi, what is your definition? Me and Scotty was trying to determine. He had it one way, I have it another way. I said, hi, what is your definition of a gigolo?
Oh, someone who is trying to financially use a woman.
Yeah, see, that's my definition of a gigolo. And a gigolo is he want to go and gigolo his little willy, and he gigolo it to all the women, and the women's unloving it. and he's running around, and he probably got him 5 or 6 different women, and he's taking care of all of them sexually wise, and they all taking care of him financially wise.
See, that's what we call a player. You hear me? That's what I call a player. That's what we call the players club or something like that. He playing these women. Again, so I always thought that a gigolo, based on the movies and other stuff, was that's like a male escort that actually works for an escort agent, or they might got a pimp or something like that. And, you know, they set up appointments and they go meet, either wine and dine with rich, wealthy women or service them sexually. But it's being paid for. It's like a escort service. That's what I always thought a gigolo was. Those people that you talking about, that guys that have. Huh?
That's not a player. The difference between a player is that money piece.
Well, players to me, well, the players that I knew, and I ain't going to lie, I might have played a little bit when I was a teenager, but that's where you have more than one woman and you getting something from more than one woman. It's like they are, you know, they buying you clothes. They, you know, making sure that your whip is right, your car is right, and basically, you know, just doing stuff for you. The way that a man lavishes gifts and stuff like that and money and paying the bills of a woman, it's the reverse. It's where the women are doing that for a man, because, you know, that man, like Sister Delta was saying earlier, you know, he know how to please them sexually, and that's all they worried about, and they don't care about nothing else, and they gladly give up the money.
Well, if you want to add the sex piece in there, if that's what it's all about, is the pleasing of a person, and that adds the other dimension, which is called a male prostitute. You paying for the sex.
That's true, Eisenhower. And then you got the
player. A player is just a player. They play. There ain't no money involved in that stuff. To me, that's in the old days. They just maybe they did it. Say it something different.
Player just played, and no money
involved. And then with a player, he might be taking care of the women.
He just got several. I mean, yeah, you could. I've heard of that type too, where they just got several.
He just have a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, that's true. They ain't necessarily. He don't necessarily have to be getting gifts or money from them. He just playing, like you said. Yeah, that's true.
He just playing. He might be giving them everything, but he, you know, women, they don't really, women, we're not usually made to kind of, you want a one-to-one relationship, most women, that's what they think. Oh, he's the only one, he's for me, and that's what most people look for. But now I think women probably are a little bit different than that. They don't necessarily want that either.
Yeah, you're right, Miss Hattie. You absolutely correct, because you can, and when we can use the term gigolo, you can go into the black community in the hood, and you got some expert gigolos right there.
Hey, I think we have Black Rose on the line. I'm not sure she wants to speak. I know you're hosting Delta, but let me check. Area code 713.
I want to know what Black Rose's definition of a gigolo.
Okay, she may not can be in a place where she can speak, but I'm gonna leave her mic open. Okay, so anytime she want to join in, go ahead, ladies.
Yeah, because we got gigolos over in the hood. Oh, you got look at gigolos over in the hood. And they did a loan from one woman to the next. And they got so many different women, and they got so many different babies. And they got these women taking care of them and buying them. And he trying to do everything in his power sexually to please them so he can get what he needs from the women. So he gonna run the scheme any way he can, any way that he can gigolo and win his way into somebody's heart. That's what he's gonna do. And women's got to know that what time of day it is, and they got to know that they can't be bought, and they got to know that hey, enough is enough. It's time for me to cut him loose. It's time for me to see about me now. It's time for me not to be worried about a man trying to buy him this and buy him that, paying his phone bill. It just don't make any sense. So they are buying and taking care of them. They are doing that. We just as women got to grow up and stop buying them, stop buying and stop giving them, because they are giving them, and we got to know that we can't continue to do this, women. We can't continue to be with somebody that's not treating us right. Now, Miss Hattie, do you think we have gigolos in the hood?
Well, of course you do. Back in the old days, they called them chili pimps.
Yep, they really do. We got so many young girls. They don't know which way to go. They got all these young men making a fool out of them. So we got to step up, women, and quit letting men gigolo us and sweet talking us, getting us to buy them this and buy them that. Do you not know you got some men don't even work no more? They live strictly off of a woman. A woman will pay, buy them a car, buy them a cell phone. The women will buy everything for them. And half of the women that buy for them have a house full of kids. So we need to look at ourselves, women. And a lot of women will say, if another woman will come and tell you he ain't no good, I don't want him. It's nothing I've done. But we get offended. Women get offended when you come and tell them something about their gigolo. So we got to cut this out, and we got to be for real. We got to look out for each other. We cannot keep coming and let men take advantage of us, and that's exactly what they're doing. They are taking advantage of us. So we got to wake up now. We can't let this keep happening. And then we got the pimp daddy. We got the pimp daddy gigolo. And when I say the pimp daddy gigolo, it's called the pimp daddy gigolo preacher. Because they gigolo one way. They gigolo the folks out the money. So you can go both ways with it. People get offended when I say that, and they get afraid, but it's the truth. In the black community, it is so true. We just got to wake up. It's time for us to make a change. It's time for us to better ourselves, and don't women, we're not going to settle for anything. And we refuse to do it. We gotta stop. Y'all still on the line? Hello?
Yes, they still there.
Did y'all say something?
Yeah, I've been talking the whole time. Did y'all hear me?
Yes.
Oh. So what you think about some of those, Ms. Hattie, about how in our community? We got some young men to gigolos right in our community.
There are all kinds of people in the community, always have been. People in different points of life, and I don't know. I just think I'm pretty traditional. I just think a man should be a man. It's kind of simple as that with me.
But the man can't be what he needs to be because the woman won't let him.
Well, if he's a man, he knows he's the man. He knows what he needs to do and should do it. So,
but women, you know what? Women get upset when you go to telling them about their man. And we not downing no man. We just talking about their character. This is what we're doing. We're talking about their bad characters. So, and we're talking about young ladies' characters, too. They got to quit. They got to quit buying for them. They buy them cars. They buy them rims. You know what? I heard that this boy said, he don't have no job, y'all. And he's horrible looking. And what I mean, he don't keep himself up. And he said that this young lady bought him a set of rims to go on his truck. Now, we all know what a set of rims cost. So, we need to think about this. That we just need to think about it.
The reason I'm so quiet is, to be very honest with you, I really don't know a lot about this subject of people doing that at that level. I just don't know a lot of people like that.
That's good, then, and that's good. That's good. You don't see it.
Matter of fact, I don't know any personally. I was just trying to think.
I can give you an example. I said, "Hi." I remember when I came to visit you. I'm not gonna call no name, but remember the young lady that you tried to help, and you was trying to get her to go to school, and he was trying to mentor her. And
is that what she does?
Wait a minute. No, I'm going to show you something. Remember, the young lady met this young man, and he would drop her off at your office, and he would take her car and run around and drive other girls around in it, doing what he wanted to do. And remember, you told the young lady that she didn't have to take that. She could come back and go to school, and you would mentor her and help her. And we found out the young girl didn't want it. So, and I don't want to call her name on the air, but I remember when she was babysitting for you.
Mm-hmm.
And, and you was trying to help her.
Yes, I understand.
So that's all I'm saying. So you do know someone that way. It's just that you probably don't look at it that way. But when you was talking to her, and so she didn't wanna try to get an education. She was too busy running behind her piece of meat. So,
right.
So that's what I'm saying. You probably do know something that way, but you just been, I guess, really didn't look at it like that, I guess.
Well, when you say that away, I thought you meant like a definition of a gigolo. That to me was someone who was just insincere in the relationship, in that particular one. I was thinking more of someone who was capable of just causing someone heartache along with their buying them cars and things like that. I wasn't thinking of it just as a player, so to speak.
Mhm. Yeah, so I guess, you know what, I guess we can't even get no women to call in and talk about it tonight. I guess they too ashamed to call in and talk about their gigolo that they have to give money to and take care of. So we need to wake up. We need to call in, women. Yeah, we need to just wake up. So if we wake up, women, we can get something done. We can get us a decent man who will want to work and take care of us.
Well, it's kind of difficult, and I think about it sometimes, and I wonder, you know, what are some of the
why we can't have a good, why women don't want a good man of good character and of good standing? Why they don't want that type of man?
Oh, I think they do, and I think they would accept them if they had one. I think they're sometimes women are desperate to have a companion, and particularly, there's so many things to compete against now.
Oh wow! I just, my heart just breaks for the young people today. My heart just breaks when it comes to dating. My heart is bright. So women need to just come on, let's step up and work together and say, hey, we ain't going to take this no more. We're going to band together. Hey, I'm not going to take my money that I get from child support and take it and go take care of him and, you know, and make him okay, because believe me, He done told them girls just what he want. So we need to just wake up, women. Wake up. Now, Miss Hattie, did you see the policeman killed the 17-year-old boy in Detroit and shot him 7 times, all for flashing his light, flicking his light?
No, I didn't see that. He did it because he did what?
Okay. There was a young man that was killed. The police, I guess, was traveling the road at night. This young man, I guess his light was on bright, and the young man flashed his light. When the young man flashed his light, the police Yeah, the young man flashed his light, and the police took the young man and tried to give the young man a ticket, and the young man wound up dead.
So whose lights were on bright? The policeman's lights were on bright, and he...
No,
flashed?
They didn't say if the policeman's light was on bright. All they said was the young man flickered his light, blanked his light twice, and the police pulled the young man over. And the young man began to talk to the police and told the police that the police tried to arrest the young man about him blanking his light. So this is what we're saying. This is crazy. How's somebody going to wind up over being dead over light being flickered? He flashed his light. I guess it was dark or whatever. But when I see the police, I flash my light to tell somebody to slow down. Next thing you know, I guess police got upset because I guess he must have been warning the people.
Oh, flashing your lights because it's all too... Uh-huh.
Yep. So they killed this young man. So that's all I'm saying. You know, we got some good, upstanding young men. This man was a good, upstanding young man. So I wanted to know your take on that. And they shot him 7 times. The young man told him what I'm being arrested for. He said, I'm being arrested because I blanked my light. And then the police replied, I want to see your license, your registration. Next thing you know, police claim that the young man had a gun. Mm-hmm. And he shot the young man and killed him.
That's awful.
Yep, it's not only an offer, it's horrible. It is so horrible. Mm-hmm. Is Texas girl on the line? Is Black
girl, he was saying maybe she's in a place where she's not able to.
Yeah,
speak, but can listen.
Area code 281. Your mic is open.
Hello, ladies. Namaste.
Hey.
Hi.
Well, Arja, what is your definition of a gigolo?
My definition of a gigolo is a, I won't say a man, a dude that takes advantage of women using his sex. To get things that he wants. He gets the woman to buy him things. He gets the woman to if she has a car, usually he doesn't. He doesn't usually have anything. So he gets everything that he needs. He gets all of his wants from a woman, and all he has to give up is sex. So that's my definition of a gigolo. And that includes he gets cash, he gets cars, he gets a place to stay, he gets new clothes. He gets everything that he wants from the woman, and all he has to give up is sex. That, to me, is a gigolo. He gets paid for sleeping. He gets paid for using his penis.
Yeah, and the women's today, what make it so sad, the women's today won't love. They won't love, and the men's today, and I hate to say it, I know we got Scotty on the line, but I hate to say it, many men today, it's not about love hardly anymore. It's about, it's about what you can do for me financially.
Yeah. This has been coming for a long time. You know, when if we look back on the songs that they started singing, the lyrics to the rap songs, the more, not necessarily violent, but the more abusive language used when referring to the woman, particularly the black woman, the more degrading words that were used toward the woman, the more popular the songs became. And actually, the music industry encouraged this. So there was one song that Tupac sang, and his lyrics were something like, you say you hate our women, you don't love our women, how can you hate our women when a woman brought you here, something like that. So anyway, he was predicting that the words in the songs were saying that you don't love women, but pretty soon you're not going to want to have anything to do with them. And that's where it is right now. Most men, they're more closer to their male buddies than they are their women. I mean, there's one song I heard the other day, it's an old song. He said, I'll die for my nigga, I'll ride for my nigga, I'll die for my nigga. You know, and he was saying, I'll do all these things for my nigga. But, I mean, back in the day, and Marvin Gaye and Teddy Pendergrass and guys like that, they were saying, you know, I love you, baby. You know, I've died for you. You know, I'm lost without you. And so music is a language. It's a universal language. And a lot of people don't realize how effective those lyrics can be in these songs. And these guys just really started saying, I don't want to have nothing to do with a woman. You know, ain't nothing a woman can do for me is blah, blah, blah. And I don't want to say it out loud, but I mean, that's basically how a lot of men, not all of them, I know a lot of the younger ones, like you said, I pity the young girls because they have very little to choose from. And even my age, it's difficult to find a man who is really interested in just loving a woman and being committed to a woman and being a man in the relationship. Now, a lot of men, they don't feel like they have to do anything. And then you say, well, what's a woman to do? She's got so much competition. Not only, I mean, she's got competition coming from three or four sides. She's got, usually it was just the woman down the street, the woman next door. She's prettier than you, her shape is better, she cooks better, and she's flaunting herself all in front of your man. Okay, that was competitive, yes. Now we've got, it used to be the white women would say, I'm going to get your man, I'm going to take your man. Well, they came through on it, they did, and they're steady taking them. Then you have the media pushing the black man away from the woman, the black woman. First it said that one out of four women had AIDS. That scared the hell out of men. Yet when you take five women around in a table, five women who were friends with each other, you say, and we used to do this, we used to say, do you have AIDS? No. Do you have AIDS? No. Do you have AIDS? Okay, five of us sitting here, neither one of us has AIDS. So it says one out of four has AIDS, okay? Do you know anybody that has AIDS? Do you know anybody? Okay. None of us five women have AIDS. None of us why five women have a friend. So it was really propaganda that we didn't realize at the time that was pushing our men away from us. The men now, plus the fact, the other competitor is huge, is the other man. You know, it's kind of hard to compete against another man. It really is. Just like men say it's hard to compete against another woman. They have things I don't have, you know. They have sex with each other, you know, the main point is the tightness of it and everything. So it's hard for them to go back.
Yeah, but you know what? It is so sad the way the young girls let them do them, and they are keep taking them back.
They have nothing. They have nothing to go by. They didn't have fathers that told them what to look for in a man. They don't see any good examples all their friends are doing the same thing. They think that this is normal. It's the new normal, and that's what's being pushed in our society. It's the new normal. They need women like us to mentor them and to teach them, no, this is not normal. This isn't the way it's supposed to be. It wasn't like that when we were coming up. You deserve more. And it's about loving yourself. It always comes back down to loving yourself and knowing that you are worth more. And we have to teach that. And a lot of the mothers now, they're teaching their sons, and that's going to be another topic on Black Rose's show. A lot of women are teaching their sons to be totally dependent on a woman. They do everything for their son. They do everything. They wash their clothes. They cook for them. They don't let them raise a finger. It's a little boy that we know, he comes over here to visit his aunt. The little boy is 5 going on 6. He does not know how to tie his shoes. And he's got about 4 big sisters, and they all tie his shoes. This is ludicrous. And we're doing this. We're raising young men like this. We're raising them every single day. And then when they get to be 16, 17, 18, wanting a woman, you think they're going to change? This is all they know. Do for me, woman. I look good. Don't let them have some kind of halfway good look in this bathroom cell. You know, of course, these days they don't have to be good looking. They can just have a penis. But that's my take on it. We got to teach the young girls. They don't know.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I agree with you. A lot of them don't know, but then and see, people get offended when you say this. You got a lot of them. They don't want you to teach them nothing. They don't want you to tell them nothing, and they get so angry when you try to tell them about right and wrong.
Yeah, with certain people, once they're stuck in a certain way of life, and then you tell them, you know, that's wrong, they're not going to say, oh, really? Well, tell me what's the right way, because I sure don't want to know. They're not going to do that, you know. I mean, that's just life. It has to be shown. A lot of times you have to, I'm one of these show people too, you know, you show me what you're talking about. You know, show me what you're talking about. Like if they come over to your house and they see how your husband treats you, you know, you take them somewhere, and then you bring your if you're not married, you bring your friend, and then you've already, you know, went over with your friend what you're trying to do. Show her how a man is supposed to treat his woman. They're not being shown. They have no example. And Lord knows they can't look at TV. The TV shows now, a girl meets a guy, and before the evening is over, you might take her to the movie or buy a dinner or whatever, some $10, $15, $20. The next thing you know, they're passionately ripping their clothes off like this. They can't wait. They just cannot wait. They just met somebody a few hours ago, and they're laying in the bed and don't even know each other's last name. That's what they show on TV. So, you know, it's the world the way it is. But we stop teaching. It's up to us.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. But the problem is, a lot of people in the community don't want to take the time to
As I was just talking about that, it brings me back to that song from years and years ago. Remember that Percy Sledge song? And it says, my mama told me to take time to know her.
Right, I remember that. Take time.
It was a really beautiful
mm-hmm.
It was a really beautiful song.
It was.
And was so simple and so wise, you know?
It was.
But, yeah.
he had to go through some things. And she had told him, she said, baby, just take time. Take time to know him. We go jumping off into stuff.
Yep, and we have to teach the young men that.
Oh, my goodness.
Take time to know him before you come jumping in the bed with people, because one of the things that the guys get kind of messed up too, because the problem is they get all messed around with that baby stuff and start having the children, and they'll never be able to do anything for themselves because the child support wears them out, even if they're bright, young, ready to go to college guys. Mm-hmm. You know, they get whacked over on that.
Yes, and then they take it out on sometimes the mother, and then sometimes the mother and the child. I know a guy, he's not a personal friend, I just know him through somebody else. But he's a guy, he's got about five, maybe six children, and I think he has two or three, you know, mothers, baby mamas.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And one of the babies, she's just totally neglected. And they've gone so far as to have a test, DNA test, to see if it's his, you know, because he's been swinging his little dingling around so much. And mm-hmm. so this one is like 99.99999 his, and this is the one he keeps denying that's his. And she, and the little girl, 8 or 9. And out of the other children that he has, he treats them much better. And at least two of the other children are not really his. They're not his. Yes. But he treats them better than the one that's actually his. And see, this is the kind of thing that starts and it creates a confused young girl. You know, she's going to grow up. She's not going to know what to look for in a good man. She's going to have some bad examples set by her father who practically disowns her and has not given her that daddy love that she needs as she's growing up. So she may either go around hurting guys, or she may let guys do the hurting to her.
Right. It definitely impacts.
Yeah. It really does.
And I think a lot of the problem now is that because the young women don't have, you know, a strong father piece, it does cause them to have some dysfunctions in their lives that really impact them even choosing the right person. So,
oh, definitely.
The ones that are, you know, trying to find love in all the wrong places, so to speak. That's where they end up with the guys that have just expecting, you know, the sexuality, the sex piece, and take no responsibility for
right.
the woman or the relationship
right.
or anything. They're just there. And so I think they always need, you know, some kind of guidance in talking about relationships and learning how to relate to each other is just, you know, a man and a woman.
Right.
At some point,
right.
they have to grow up and grow out of that.
Yeah.
Most of them do, but it's a lot of dysfunction, you know, because of the brokenness in people.
Yes. Yes.
You know, the young girls are broken before they get to the guys that are the gigolos and the players, and then those guys are broken too. Why are they doing that like that? Why would you not want to have a committed relationship?
They too grow up in a broken home. They don't know what to go by. They need a father to teach them how to treat a woman, because the mother has pampered them and has not shown them how to treat a woman. So they don't know. And plus, that's easy. Why take the hard road?
Yeah, I've seen some that have fathers and they're doing the same thing, though. And I'm not, I think it's the great optimal experience surely is to have two parents functioning well, healthy parents. But if you have dysfunction within the family structure, you know, sometimes it's better to have just that one parent that's going to try to teach you to be a happy, you know, have a happy, healthy relationships in life.
Yes. Now, you know, there are times, too, and I want to give the fathers their props, because there are times when the mother and the father, they don't make it, but the father still wants to be involved, and he still wants to help raise his children, whether it's a boy or a girl. And provided that the mother is not holding a grudge against the father, and letting him establish that relationship, they could still raise a healthy, structured child, even living apart. If they will put their dislike or inability to get along as a couple aside and focus on raising a properly structured, healthy child, it can be done. With the parents being separate.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, even in the movie Boys in the Hood, the father was determined to raise his son even though they were not together. Mm-hmm. And had he not taken that child and said, well, look, you're not going to be doing all this crazy stuff. You're going to come live with me. Then it's no telling, you know, where he would have ended up, because his father was really, you know, trying hard to raise him and talk to him. Sometimes a particular parent is the one who needs to say a particular thing. You know?
Exactly.
Sometimes a father can tell a young girl something that a mother couldn't. And vice versa, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been there, baby. I've been there. I know what's on guys' mind. And do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And watch out for this. Because this is what we be thinking. You know.
Yeah, and one of the perfect examples is our wonderful Delta Cougar. She talks about how she doesn't know why.
Yes,
the sons do the things they do. We're having such a great example raising them,
but you know what, I was listening at you, Aisha, and do you not know, and then I was listening at Aja.
Yes,
I want to comment on two different things, and the sad part about it is, you are so right, Aja. It's not a lot of fathers in the homes to really teach the young men. That's why we have mentors. And then some young men today, and I hate to say it, and I don't mean to put nobody down, some young men today, and if you don't believe me, you don't think that daddy, they are young men, they are young, and the daddy have their pants hanging down, way behind, down below. They have the kids, the young boys are mentoring the daddy, got their pants, and the daddy and the son is walking together. The daddy uh-huh. is cussing and loud talking,
uh-huh.
and the kids are seeing it. They see yes. how the daddy, they see how the daddy disrespect the mother.
Uh-huh.
The daddy have no respect for the mother,
uh-huh.
and a lot of them follow that pattern. Then
yeah.
also you can have children grow up in homes, because I know my boys grew up and never heard me and my husband cuss or fuss or anything. He was a pastor, but yet my boys grew up and went and they did their own thing. So you can have a father in the home. A lot of times you have to make their own way. But now I must say this, my boys have turned around and got back on the right track. But if you don't if you hadn't been taught how to get back on the right track, and when you step off a track, some kids think that's normal. When you
right, and they don't know what the right track is.
Uh-huh. And some of them think it's normal.
Uh-huh.
They don't know how to be a man. They don't know how to be a man. And then this thought just came to me. And then you got so many women, they let men run in and out of their life. And I never seen anything like this, where a woman would meet a man and she'll move him right in before her children, right before her babies. And they see how they talk to them and do them any kind of way. Then you wonder why the kids are doing what they're doing. That plays a great part. People may not believe that. That plays a great part on how men grow up and how they're growing up in the community. If you got a bunch of thugs in the community running loose and rowdy, you know, we got some kids going to try to mimic that, and people get offended when you say that, but it's the truth. Because if you don't believe me, look at the commercials. When we see the blonde hair and blue eyes and all like of this, we want our hair to be long and flowy and all like of that. So, So the young men in the neighborhood, they see the rappers, they see Lil Wayne, them wants to be cool and calling people bitches and hoes. And the girls answer to it when they call them hoes. They laughing.
Yeah.
And they excited about it. And then the girls are working. They get their paycheck. And the first thing they do, and the reason I can say this, I know I have some nieces. I've seen them do it. And we have tried to talk to them. They get their paycheck. They get their paycheck. And next thing they do, they go and buying the man this and buying the man that. It just don't make any sense. So, and then we got, and this plays a great part. Babies having babies and trying to be parents and don't know how.
Right. Yeah.
That's our number one problem.
Yeah.
Babies having babies. And then
babies
the
having
mothers,
babies.
And the young mothers today, they ain't got time. You don't stuck me with all these kids, and I don't have time. I don't have time to mentor. I have sons in the home, but I have no father to mentor them.
Yeah. And then they're angry with the children for being there.
I know. It is so sad. And so this is what, and then they see the men in the community. They be going with this woman and that woman, and the young boys don't want to mimic that. Then they see their father going with two or three different women.
Not only do they see it from the men's point of view, they see it from the woman's point of view, that the woman say, "That's okay, just so long as I'm part of your life," you know. So they go by what is accepted. They say that no one can do anything to you unless you give them permission.
Yeah, that's true. That is so true.
Yeah.
But
nobody
and a man
can do
and they get in and a gigolo can't do no more to the woman and she let him do.
This is true.
And after gigolo, if you working and want to get a load of spending money up, that's what he's going to do. And some women, and do y'all not know, some women are fine, really fine and content with taking care of their man.
I think it's part of control too. You know, if I do all of this, then that leaves his ability to do this and that short. But it doesn't work like that. It really doesn't. I mean, they think that, but it really doesn't. Y'all remember this song, and I think everybody on this line is old enough to remember this song, about this lady that she finds out that her husband is cheating on him, and so she calls him. I mean, she calls the lady because she found the note in his pants pocket, and with the telephone number. And
Shirley.
She says, yes. Did she say her name is Shirley? That she called the lady Shirley. I think she said, "Shirley, may I speak to Shirley? This is Betty."
Okay.
Yeah. And, ooh, and she says,
"I know there's a Shirley in it."
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, she has. And she says, "That car you see him riding with, I bought it. You clothes that he got on, I bought them clothes. Everything that the man has," she says, "I bought that for him. In other words, he's mine. Leave him alone. I own him." And that, uh-huh, that's an old, old song. And I remember way back when I was in my late 20s or whenever the song was out, I said to myself, "Dog, she do a lot for him. I wouldn't want him because she's doing everything. What is he doing for her?" You know, I remember saying that to myself, "What is he doing for her?" Because, my goodness, he's like a kept man. You know, and he got the nerve to be going around with some other woman. You know, he don't
have his
own
car.
Huh? Yeah.
He has the time. He's not doing anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Evidently. Because she bought everything for him, his clothes, car, and evidently he lives with her. You know, and he had the nerve to be fooling around with a woman on the side. And she was fighting for her man.
Mm.
She was fighting for her man back then. She said, "Leave him alone. This man."
And, you know, they
were
fighting for their deadbeat. You know, they were
fighting
for them deadbeat. Because someone told me that on the tip of their penis, it's just like gold. So they love the good loving that they put on them, and they content with it.
And you know what? When they profess that, it's nothing that you can offer them. If they're happy in that, it's nothing that you can offer them to change that. That's
what
I was
nasty.
Saying earlier.
That's nasty.
No, it's. I won't say it's nasty. It's not nasty.
If he's laying with this one and he's laying with
unhealthy.
That one, and he's laying with another one, he's laying here, there, everywhere, how could that be any good? And that's
it's,
disease.
Yes, it's very unhealthy.
But
it's
I
very unhealthy.
They know it. They, I said, hi. Some of them know. They know it. And they
make
don't
me
want to
throw up. Yeah.
They don't see that. They don't see that at all.
They don't care.
See it at all.
They don't care. All they want is their man. And they don't care.
It means a man, because it's not theirs. It's everybody's. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It all boils back down to lack of love. Lack of love.
Oh,
lack of love for self. And then they don't have love for themselves, and they don't have any love that anybody else has given them. So they'll just take whatever they can get, however they can get it, for as long as they can get it, and it's going to be a short time.
Well, that's dangerous stuff nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
That's dangerous, mm-hmm. Dangerous. Maybe there was a time you could get by with it, but not now.
The young women don't care today. The young women don't care. They are fine with it.
And I think a lot of young women, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I think a lot of, you're saying a lot of women don't care. A lot of women don't care either also that the man that they're sleeping with is probably sleeping with another man. A lot of women don't care anymore.
I know when young girls like
out.
That.
Yeah, it was a time when it would freak a woman out. Now, because society is making it so common. They're making it so common, like, oh, that's normal. That's no big deal. That's no big deal. They're not really gay. They can wear skirts if they want to. They're not really gay. Mm-hmm. You know, they can wear whatever they want to, and they can sleep with whoever they want to. It doesn't mean that they're gay. They're just sexually permissive. They're just sexually active. They're just sexually free. That's all. That's all. And stop being such a prude. You know, this is a message that society is sending out to everybody. Well, you know, it's everything is a go. Everything is a go. You want to date girls who are 10, 11 years old, and you're in your 30s. Okay, we're trying to pass a law that'll make that okay. Just hold tight. It's coming.
And being also a woman, you got a lot of women say today there are no men around, and then they'll say any man is better than no man.
Yeah, I don't have any friends like that. I don't have any friends who think like that, thank goodness.
Mm-mm. I don't. Mm-mm. I mean, I put it like this. I heard a lady say in a conversation one day, mm-mm, that any man was better than no man, and being alone.
Mm.
And if you get Diane Carroll, who wrote the used to play Julia, if you get her biography, I listened and read a biography. She says that she used to say that she never wanted to be alone. She had to have a man by her side.
Yeah.
And she said,
well, there are a lot of people like that. I know that.
Yeah, it's a lot of women like that.
She said no man was better than a piece of man was better than no man at all.
Yeah.
And she said, and that was the way she was raised. And she thought that she could never be without a man.
Mm. I'm glad that I don't feel that way, and it's sad that you know some women do, you know some women do, and I really don't want to judge anybody, you know, because people were raised differently, people have different needs, some people feel that they just can't go through life, you know, if they don't have anybody to come home to, even if that person doesn't come home to 2:00 in the morning. Just knowing that person is coming home to them, that's all that matters to them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not speaking from experience. I'm just saying
a lot of people live a life with a gigolo. You see him whenever you can get a chance to see him. I know it, but I'm just saying, think about how it would seem. Your life is so miserable because you never know when he's going to come, and when he do come, he's coming to take care of you, but yet you got to have something in return for him after he gets through taking care of your needs.
Yeah.
That's just something to think about.
Yeah, it is. It really is. It really is. I can somewhat understand how some women get trapped into that, but I can never see that for me.
But why do they stay in that relationship?
Because it's something better than nothing. That's what, you know, a lot of them feel. It's better than nothing. A lot of women have to have something, or they feel that they will dry up and die. because they never fell in love with themselves. They never loved themselves enough to, one, want to be alone with themselves and be content with that until somebody came along that was worthy of them, and B, they never really felt themselves worthy of anything more. And if you think about it, aside from the part of giving heaven to give something back, women who date married men, they go through the same thing because they really don't know when they're going to see their man. And they have to take qualms. But then when they're with that man, it's like they're in heaven. You know, the few hours that they're with them, it's like, oh, this is so wonderful. I wish you didn't have to go. Well, you know, I got to go, baby, but, you know, we'll get together, you know, later on this week. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. You know, and they live their lives. You know, Whitney Houston had a couple of songs like that. You know, she was seeing somebody that wasn't hers, and she said, I'd just rather just have you than just not have anything at all. It's sad, but you know.
It's sad, but they want a man. They want a man.
At any cost.
Mhm. And then a man, and some of the young boys today, I heard, you know, all you gotta do is go to this Facebook and listen. I know y'all say I'm always on the Facebook, but if you go listen, they post everything on Facebook. And when they address the young girls, they call them a bee, and the girls are just grinning and laughing and talking with them. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just like it's nothing. Mm-hmm. And he can be, and then they'll try to kill up each other over a man that you know ain't no good. You know he ain't no good for you and nobody else. So. It's things that we got to go and try to mentor and reach our young folks. How can we really reach them? How can we reach them, y'all?
Well, at a certain point, they can't be reached. If particularly, you know, like the ones you're just talking about who says, you know, this is what they want and they're perfectly happy. We have to start young. We have to start with the generation that's coming so that we can teach them their value, their worth, their beauty, how important they are, what to look for in a partner. We have to show them. We have to show them, and we have to accept it. There was a lot of noise. We have to set the examples so that they can see. And we have to start with young girls like 7 and 8 years old, trying to teach these women who are in their 20s and 30s. I don't see too much hope for that because. They got their minds made up. Unless they're coming to you, you know, for some advice, then you give it to them. But you're trying to tell them they're in a bad relationship? Like you say, honey, you're wasting your time. You're wasting your time. Because they don't see it. They don't see it.
They don't.
Mm-mm.
They really don't.
They see that they have a man, and don't let you tell them something and you don't have a man. Oh, honey, they'll run all over you. You just mad because you don't have nobody. Shoot.
Yeah, that's their thing.
You're just mad because you don't have nobody.
Well,
they don't really have nobody either, but they don't know it.
Right, exactly. They don't know it. They don't
know
it.
They can know that he just came from one woman's bed and come into their bed. And they so content and happy with it.
And you know why? Because the men these days, they're letting the women know off the top, look, I ain't ready for no commitment. I got this chick over here. We don't get along too well. I need somebody else. I really like you, da 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 da. They give their little rundown or what have you, and the woman takes it. So from that moment on, it's nothing the woman can say. It's nothing that she can say, because she knew from the beginning what she was getting into, and she was okay with it.
You know, women always think, oh, I can change him, he'll change, and he'll only want me. That's just like the woman with the married man. Oh, he's going to get rid of her. He's going to come to me 100% one day.
Yeah.
You know, and some of them do, but the highest percentage of them do not change. The highest percentage of them do not come to them one day.
Nope.
95%.
Only about 10%, if that much.
Yeah. If that,
and
he does that there, he'll do it to you too. So
and then a lot of them, they think, like you say, they think, well, she may be number one now, but I'm gonna be number one.
Exactly. They work hard to be number one.
Yeah, they work hard to be number one. Whatever you want me to do, baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll do it better than her. And then they grow up, and then they end up hating this other woman who has done absolutely nothing to them. And this starts the hate among, women of color, black women. I hate you. For what? I haven't done anything to you. My man likes you, so I hate you. Well, it's sick. It's sad. We're in a sad situation right now.
I know it. It's limited in the black community for good men. Like, you know, that's what I hear my friends them saying, and a lot of my friends my age, they want to date white men now.
The choices are getting slim. You know, the choices are getting very, very slim for us black women, women of color. But
I don't know, but we got to check
I'm not settling myself. I refuse to settle. I just know that I am worth a lot, and that's what I demand. Because I got a lot to give, so I expect a lot, you know.
And there's nothing wrong with to expect a lot. If we can get a lot more women to expect a lot and say, hey, I'm not going to settle for this. I expect this and I expect that.
Yeah.
So the problem is we can't get women. So women, if you listening out there in radio land, computer land, you need to say, hey, enough is enough. I'm not going to take any more. I'm not going to let him run me from place to place. And I'm trying to see about everything, and I don't have nothing. And I'm not going to settle for how you've been doing me. I'm just not going to do it anymore. So, women, it's up to us.
Yes, it's up to the woman to say what they will take and what they won't take. A man will only go so far as a woman will let him. We really do call the shots. We just don't know the power that we have.
But some are in those situations because of intimidation, too.
So I'm not willingly doing it. You have those old abusers.
Go ahead, Eisenhower. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, I was just saying some are in that situation because of abuse, too, physical abuse. The guys are beating them up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a sad situation there. When you find yourself in an abusive relationship and can't get out.
Yep.
Mary J. Blige was caught in a very abusive relationship for a while. You know, she was in love, like so many. You know, you fall in love with your abuser, and it's hard to get out of it. Hard to get out of it. It takes a lot.
Some people it is too pitiful, but. I would be afraid to stay in an abusive relationship for fear of what I would do eventually to the individual. I'm just not that kind of woman that would put up with that sort of thing. No. So people are there for all kind of reasons.
Yeah, but we can't, as women today, we cannot settle. Women today do not settle for anything. Now, I can understand if a man have a job, and it's not a good paying job.
I don't care what kind of job he got. If he's not doing me right, he can have to go. He got to go. My husband had a very good job working for the fire department. Very good job. Everybody respected him. Well respected in the community. But behind closed doors, he was a pistol. He was a pistol. And when I put him out, everybody was just shocked because I was just sweet and demure and kind-hearted, all of that good stuff. And next thing you know, he's out, and they're like, what the heck happened? Man, what you do? Mm-hmm. But sometimes you have to, the decision that we make sometimes, and I'm not putting myself over anybody else, because some women won't even take a slap, you know. They'll say, I'm out of here. Don't nobody put their hands on me.
That would be me.
Yeah, some women are like that. And
that would be
some women say, well, honey, all men going to cheat. And they may raise their hand up to you every now and then. I'll just get a skillet, and pop them upside the head, or boil some grits, or throw it on them, blah, blah, blah. You know, so long as he's paying bills and taking care of me and keeping that stuff outside the house. You know, those are their rules. Some women feel like that. But you got some women that say, as soon as they find out about something, some transgressions, and then you're, you know, being a little abusive or what have you, they can't take it. You know, they can't take it.
You can, but you won't take it.
Right. Right, anybody can take it.
You can take it.
Some people. Yeah, some people will and some people won't.
And who wants to be fighting a man?
Honey, some women do. Some women do. That's what I'm saying. It's just depend on the person. It depends on the relationship. Some women say they fight their husbands or they fight their men all the time. I, for one, do not feel like it has to get down to that. because I can't be breaking my knuckles on some hard head. And I really don't want to take some grits and throw it on somebody and scar their face up for life. I don't want to have to go through that. I just want to quietly leave. Quietly leave. This isn't working. You go your way, I'll go mine. We have a child together. Let's see what we're going to do about that. And, you know, boo, 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 boo. Do this to somebody who says it's okay.
Yep. So all I can say, women, we done gave you all the advice that we can give you. It's up to you.
Yes, we do have the power, women. We really do. When we get ourselves together and start back loving ourselves and start back loving each other, the sisterhood, we could turn things around. It's up to us, Delta Cuba. You know, it's up to the women.
Yes, women have a lot of power.
So how much time we have left in the show?
We have 15 minutes left. We have 15 minutes left. Miss Hattie, you would like to talk about our Women's United and read our statement and stuff? Aisha Hot?
Oh, yes, we can do that.
Okay.
Yes. Women United is a coalition of women throughout the nation who help each other out, empower each other, and support each other in ways that maybe the person doesn't have support in from family or what have you. And we just, whatever a woman needs, we look at it strategically to figure out what is it that you need. And for instance, we've done just some kind of sistering, helping some of the young women to see things differently, giving them the information. And of course, they make their own decisions about the people they bring into their lives, into their children's lives. We do that. We've actually even done some work with some of the women in Africa around putting together bills that would give women in the new developing governments an opportunity to be part of that government structurally. Women that were widows, a widow woman who needs help with doing some things, just being there for women and trying to help them in any way that we possibly can. And also connecting women who have a lot with women who may not have as much, and having them to get to know each other in a way that's different and supportive of each other, because sometimes some of the women that maybe have a lot of resources, financial resources, maybe have your CEO of a company or doing well in the economy. Women like that even need help and have blind spots that they need to have people look into. So we are just very, very excited about this new upcoming organization. And we do have a statement that we have made around the killings of African-American women, in particular in police custody. So we're going to read that. And just to let you know where we stand on those kinds of issues. And we're putting out a challenge for people to make sure that they take a look at this situation. And this is a working statement for Women United regarding the attacks on black women, such as Rekia Boyd, Ayanna Stanley Jones, Sandra Bland, and many others. Women United denounce and detest the vicious attacks on black women that have been historically plagued with and seems to have escalated in more recent times. We are 100% human beings and deserve to be protected and with equal justice under the law and other entities. The recent vicious behavior and disrespect of the lives of black women must stop. These are unconscionable, deplorable acts and actions occurring in a country that considers itself to be civil and democratic. What? A plan of action must be adopted and implemented immediately to stop the terror on black women. Women United is placing a call to action for all women groups, organizations, and men to rectify these crimes against the humanity of black women.
Right.
To make your statement and act to protect the humanity of our sisters, contact Women United at womenunited7777@gmail.com.
All right. All right. Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Quite welcome.
Thank you.
On so many levels, we have so many things coming against the black woman. And in the future, you know, we are knowing that so many opportunities are also out there for us. And we have to be able to garner all of the successes that we can, opportunity, gather it up. There are just so many opportunities. And we're hoping soon someone will take the leadership and do some of that garnering of that entrepreneurial spirit that African women have had historically.
Right.
And I see Asya and Shira do that all the time. Just amazing women, amazing. You're taking and putting together, making jewelry. You know, a lot of people have jewelry shows and they buy their jewelry, but you're actually making it and then selling it. And it's some of the most beautiful jewelry you will see and unique.
Thank you.
Very unique pieces. So, you know, teaching the other young ladies how to do that.
Right.
Younger ones. Even like I think you talked about earlier, the youngsters, that we have to start out really young with the girls, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years
right.
old.
Exactly.
It's just kind of interesting when you look at some of the little children now. I mean, they're already talking about my girlfriend, my boyfriend in kindergarten.
I think
the world has sexualized them already by what they see on TV, and it really impacts them in a way that's really quite different. Like we didn't see a lot of kissing even on TV when we were children.
Sure didn't.
We did not see it. But now, you know, they're seeing it everywhere. So
yes, and everybody is kissing everybody.
Yes,
that's the, you know, everybody is kissing everybody. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I mean, it's sending so many weird messages to the children. If I was a child, I wouldn't know what to think.
Yes, you'd be confused, huh?
Yes, I would really be confused. I'd really be confused. Children, girls who are like 11, 12, they're already thinking about, am I gay? You know, I think she's pretty. Does that mean I'm gay? You know, I guess I'm gay. It's okay to be gay, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's popular to be gay, you know. It's popular. People think I'm special if I say I'm gay, you know, because it's such an in thing, It's an in thing. It has a lot of it has nothing to do with your sexual preference, and I really believe that now. I've seen it too much. It has nothing to do with a lot of children's sexual preference. It's like let's live together, you and me. I'm going to be the guy, and you be the girl. Okay, can't find no men anyway. I like you, you like me. Let's do this. They're not any more gay than I am. But they're living the life. They're living the life. Yeah. And then their children, they say, well, mom's gay. Dad's gay. I'll be gay. I'll be gay. It seems like it's kind of easy. You can't say anything bad about it. It's either one way or the other. It's either they can't say anything bad about people who are alternate lifestylers. They're going to fix it somewhere. We're not supposed to say certain things, but for now I'm going to say Irish. Or on the more horrific side, they're being killed. They're being bullied and killed because some people are just so you know against it. They're so against it. So it's you know has its bad real dangerous side too. So they still do harm to people who are gay.
Yeah.
They still do harm to them. They may be getting their rights here and there to do certain things, but there's still some very, very angry people out there who don't like gay people at all, and they want to harm them. Mm. And particularly the transgender folks, because they're killing them rapidly.
Really?
Now. Oh yeah, it's a thing, if you want to call it that. It's something that's going on, you know. Just like they're killing, blacks in the streets, they're killing transgender people like that. But it's just not being publicized as much as, you know, some other thing. But it's an epidemic. That's the word. Mm. Yeah, it's an epidemic. They're killing transgender people.
Well, that's terrible too.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
All right, ladies, are y'all ready
yes,
to sign off?
No, ladies. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So I wish everyone a good night, and don't forget everybody to take some deep breaths, breathe.
Oh, yes. Right.
Tell them how to breathe.
Yes. Breathe from your stomach. Take a deep breath. Inhale through your nose with your mouth closed. Take the air. Breathe in all the way down from your stomach. Your stomach should actually expand like a balloon when you're breathing in. Then when you breathe out, your stomach shrinks, it goes in, and you push all of the air out. Push all of the negative air out. So your stomach actually shrinks when you're breathing out. And do this a couple of times a day. It helps you to think clearly. And it also extends your life. Yeah. Breathing is your life source. It's your gift of life, everybody. It's your gift that you get first thing in the morning when you wake up.
I think I'm positive.
All right. I'll have a good night.